The text for our consideration this morning is Psalm 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Anyone who has purchased a car recently will probably be familiar with the following scenario. As you go through the mail, you find one envelope that draws your attention because it's flagged as urgent and open immediately. Once you open the letter, the sense of urgency is increased by the tone of the letter, which warns you that unless you take immediate action, your car warranty will expire. If these frequent letters aren't bad enough, the same companies will also pepper you with phone calls with the same message. I have news for you about your extended warranty. It expires soon. For those who are first-time buyers, like my eldest daughter, they may be a little confused and ask themselves, do I even have a warranty? Didn't I already buy an extended warranty from the dealership? Do I even need an extended warranty? It turns out, though, that you don't have to do anything. It seems to be a scam engineered to try to separate people from their money using scare tactics. Our text this morning promises the exact opposite. God's love and mercy promises the opposite. God's love and mercy, which never expires and does not depend on anything we do. As we enter into our Thanksgiving break, it seems fitting to spend time thinking about our text, for it is commonly used as a table prayer. In fact, many of you will be sitting down to a wonderful Thanksgiving feast, may use this prayer on Thursday before you begin eating. Surely it's a good reminder before we sit down to any meal to remember that we should be thankful to the Lord for blessing us with food and drink. But we can be even more faithful for his mercy that endures forever and thus assures us of the forgiveness of sins and eternal life in heaven. Psalm 136 is set up in a call and response type of format. The first part of each verse would be spoken or sung by one person or a group, and the second part by a second person or group. The second half of each verse forms a refrain. It is the same throughout all 26 verses of the psalm. Each verse ends with the words, "For his mercy endures forever," clearly thus emphasizing this point. God's mercy is his undeserving love towards us, and what could be more comforting that this love lasts forever? Indeed, some translations use love or steadfast love or loyal love here instead of mercy, which highlights the fact that God's love is something that we can fully trust in. It is a love of a covenant fulfilled. God is love, and his unfailing love toward us is difficult for us to grasp because it is often a one-way street. While God's love is steadfast and enduring, we can trace throughout the day many moments where our love for God seems very fleeting. Whenever we sin, we put our love for ourselves and our own desires above our love for God. Throughout every day, we deny our love towards God in our thoughts, words, and actions. Indeed, when we think of the constant onslaughts from the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh, it's difficult for us to see when we display any love for God, much less a steadfast, enduring love. In contrast, Psalm 136 outlines and gives specific examples of how God has demonstrated his love for us and continues to do so. First, we hear of God's creating love, him who by wisdom made the heavens. God is powerful and wise enough to make the heavens and earth and everything in them, yet he is merciful enough to make them for the human race. And his steadfast love can be seen in the preservation of that creation, including us, despite all the sin and corruption that entered into the world after mankind's fall into sin. The psalmist next describes the redeeming love of God, the God who brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, led them through the wilderness, struck down great kings and slew famous kings, and brought them to the land of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to Israel, his servant. In doing so, God fulfilled his covenant with Abraham. This psalm then using history, demonstrates God's unfailing promises to us. Indeed, this is a way to read the whole Bible as a demonstration of the ways in which God fulfills his promises. Indeed, we, like Abraham, have a covenant with God as well. This covenant, like God's covenant to Abraham, is a one-sided agreement. Unlike an earthly agreement like an extended warranty, it is not dependent on us for a response. We don't contribute anything to it. And baptism is a sign of that covenant of grace that God has established with us. As we read in Luther's Catechism, baptism as a means of grace works faith in us. And through faith, we have forgiveness of sins, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. What an amazing covenant, an agreement that could only come from a God whose love endures forever, whose love is steadfast, though we, as lowly, sinful human beings, deserve nothing but death and eternal punishment. What a joy, then, to thank and praise and serve and obey such a God. What a privilege to express our thankfulness to God through the fruits of faith that the Holy Spirit brings forth in us. As you sit down to Thanksgiving dinner, which is usually quite a feast, it's surely appropriate to give thanks for all the food that God has provided. If you're like me, you'll probably be pretty stuffed after that big meal. However, no matter how much we eat, we will all be hungry again. In terms of our spiritual life, though, we can be comforted by Jesus' words. He says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Our extended warranties will run out. Our cars will eventually die. Indeed, nothing in this world can be counted on to last. What we can depend on, though, is that God's mercy, his undeserving steadfast love for us, will last forever. Just as he proved faithful throughout all the accounts in the Bible and throughout recorded history, so will he continue to be faithful and continue to love us forever. It is that love that prompted God to send his Son to die for us, and that through the Holy Spirit has used his word to bring us to faith in him, a faith that grants us forgiveness of sin and eternal life. Through that faith, we rejoice to say, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as students, faculty, and staff depart for Thanksgiving break, we ask that you grant them safe travels and good health. Let them be rejuvenated by rest and relaxation as they give thanks not only for your bountiful earthly gifts, but for the greatest gift we have in the spiritual rest and peace you provide through your Son, whose coming to earth we will be celebrating this Advent season. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll close with the singing of hymn 570, verses 1, 6, 7, and 8. Hymn 570, 1, 6, 7, and 8.